If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout.
Sharing intimate moments from thousands of miles away. Written and read by RMP792. Alone. It's always been a powerful word. I imagine that a lot of us have felt alone over the last several months. Quarantine restrictions all over the world have left people feeling cut off, unable to see their friends, families, or fuck buddies in person. Especially now, with restrictions changing and shifting unpredictably, things are far from easy. Masks, social distancing, these things may be wise and necessary, but that doesn't make them any easier. Humans are social creatures. We seek each other out. Being confined alone is officially listed as a form of torture by the Geneva Convention. Thankfully, in these trying times, we have something that no generation before us has had. We have the internet. Ever since all this started, I've seen an increase in articles from people trying ideas like Skype dates, explaining the art of maintaining a sexual relationship while many miles keep you apart. My issue with most of these articles is that they're written assuming that such a relationship is a consolation prize, something that an already existing couple should try if they can't get together normally. I, however, had been in such a relationship for around a year when all this started, so I wanted to espouse its benefits and give you some advice on making it work. A distant meeting. For me, it all started with a post on a forum that sadly no longer exists. I've talked in the past about my love of the human voice, and this particular forum catered to that. It gave people with a vocal kink the chance to connect, and one night I worked up the courage to leave an offer. For some time, I had been interested in the concept of begging, but I hadn't had the opportunity to explore it in real life. As such, the post was relatively simple. I wanted to find a friend who might be interested in exploring begging and other related kinks. Before I go on, I want you to take a moment and identify the most important word in that sentence. For me, by far the most important word was friend. I wasn't looking for something quick or casual. I was looking for someone I could talk to when I was feeling low. Someone who would tell me about their day and, yes, someone with whom I could explore my newfound kink. I'm not going to lie, I was extremely fortunate. I'd tried something similar several months before without success, but on this occasion, I received a message from someone interested in exploring those things, and we started talking. It began with messages back and forth, some of them short, some so long that I had to split them across multiple messages because I exceeded the character limit. Apparently I waffle when I'm interested. I'm sure you're all shocked to hear that. Then came the first call, which was simultaneously easy and a massive pain in the neck. The easy part was how to do it. If you're aiming to talk these days, you have a wide range of options. We went with Discord because it's free and fairly easy to use, and it's also focused on audio rather than video, which was what we were after. The hard part came from our locations, most notably the Atlantic Ocean being in our way. Time zones aren't really something you tend to think about until you try to arrange a chat with someone who's 5 or 6 hours out of sync with you. So let me say this simply. Time zones can go fuck themselves. Unfortunately, they're also something that has to be dealt with, and we were eventually able to find a time that we could both do. We talked, and it was great. But I know what you're all waiting for. You are, after all, reading a sex blog. So, how does sex work when you're 3,800 miles apart? Sex at a distance. I know you're all waiting for me to answer that question, and I promise I will, but I need to deviate for a moment and first and ask you all a question. Have you ever played a tabletop roleplay game? I have. In fact, I run one. And for anyone not familiar with the term, Dungeons & Dragons is the famous granddaddy of the genre. While there are a lot of different options, ultimately they all revolve around a group of players reacting to a story being told by the GM or game master. My sex life is surprisingly similar. It's a fantasy, but it's a shared fantasy. It begins with words. I usually take the lead, my voice guiding the fantasy. I tell her how I would touch her, how my lips would caress her skin, how my body would press against hers. I listen for her reactions, the shudders and gasps as she touches herself, the things she says to guide my telling of our shared story. And as I talk, my own hands reach down my body. I take my hard cock in my hand, and I begin to slowly stroke. I keep talking. In our fantasy, my hands caress her body, teasing her skin, my tongue tasting her cunt, pushing her close to the edge, but not yet over it. I ask her my favorite question. What do you want? I hear her breath catch for a moment, and then she answers with three simple words. Fuck me. Please. Our fantasy shifts. We've passed the slow, steady, teasing build-up, and now I speak with swift intensity, my words matching pace with the motion of my hand. I can hear her reacting faster as we both come closer to release. Inside our fiction, I have her pinned beneath me as I thrust into her. Her voice is coming out in short gasps now, and I hear her begin to beg. We are both so close to release, and with my permission, she comes hard enough that our microphone blows out for a moment, and that tips me over the edge myself. But, I hear you ask, aren't you ultimately just lying in a room and masturbating by yourself? And while technically you are correct, there's so much more to it than that. There is something that's happened to me several times when doing this that has never happened to me at any other time. I started getting pins and needles across my entire body. It started with my fingers and toes and then the top of my head. I was so damn turned on that every drop of blood in my body was making a determined effort to squeeze itself into my cock. I have never been so aroused. And when I finally came, my brain all but shut down. My capability of thought was all but gone, and all I could do was say goodnight before going to sleep. That is what the power of a shared fantasy did to me. The connection to another person elevates the purely physical act to something far more intense and satisfying. And I hope and believe that the same is true for my partner. Making it work. I hope that I have inspired some of you to give this a try, whether with an established partner you can't see or with a whole new person. And if that is the case, then I have a few last-minute tips. First, as with all good sex, communication is key. Discuss the fantasy you'll be sharing beforehand to make sure you're both comfortable and enthusiastic about it. It can even be a way of playing with a fantasy you like the idea of, but would be uncomfortable actually doing, although that is definitely something to talk about first. Second, you must respect your partner's time. This is particularly true when working across time zones, but it implies to us all. Life is complicated, and while we all appreciate a rapid response to our messages, that isn't always possible. Accept going in that there may well be times when their responses will be slow. That doesn't mean they don't care, only that there may well be something distracting them, or, if they're anything like me, they may well be spending an hour trying to come up with a perfect flirty response before deciding to just respond with a nice, safe, okay. Trust me, it happens more often than you would think. Third, what you're doing is ridiculous. Don't be afraid to laugh. Sex is supposed to be fun, and while an experience like this can be amazing when you get into it, losing that sense of fun will spell disaster. Try not to let yourself get frustrated by technical issues or an unexpected knock at the door. These things happen, and laughing at them together will only help the experience. Lastly, if the fantasy and your own hands aren't enough for you to feel satisfied, you have an increasing array of options. Teledildonics may be a relatively new field, but it's already invented some interesting ideas. Remote-controlled vibrators, for example, can give one of you a very real feeling of control while heightening the physical sensation for the other. Or, if one or more of you has a penis, then the girl on the net's recent experiments with dick cloning kits could provide some inspiration for a way to add more tangibility to a long-distance relationship. I don't doubt that there are far more options that have not occurred to me. And besides, you know your own body best, and I'm sure you can find something that works for you. I hope that some of you reading this will find this useful. And do try to remember that even in times such as these, you're never quite as alone as you think.